Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, my little friends.
Hey.
Hi, Vinny.
What are you doing?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Just, you know, getting ready to do this thing with you.
Oh, I know. Takes a little getting ready. Gotta get ready, read through a stack of stuff.
Yeah.
I was looking at my stuff this morning, and I'm like, you know, it's that time of year. Just not that. There's a lot of lists. A lot of, like, polls on, you know, favorite Christmas movies, stuff
yeah,
like
great.
That. You know, it seems like the stars all lay low, though. There's a couple fun stories in there, but, like, you know, it's
you
a lot of
lists.
You don't
have a lot of dirt?
I don't have any dirt. I like when there's some dirt.
Uh-huh.
You know, some crazy story. There's a couple funny things.
I thought you were saying, like, it's that time of year, it's Christmas, your heart is warm.
My heart is warm. I have to say that I'm very excited for Christmas this year. Like, I'm not usually all that excited. But usually I don't have family around either. Like, I can't wait to see my nieces and nephew.
Aww.
I can't wait. And I think my one niece is finishing her finals. She goes to Kansas University of Kansas. I don't know. Some Kansas school. And she's coming in on Friday. Just exciting. My son, who's at Berkeley, is done this week after his finals, so he'll be home.
He'll cross the bridge.
He'll cross the bridge.
All right.
He'll drive home in the car we let him use.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just, you know, and it's nice. I only have a couple more things to do, and then I'm ready
wow.
for Christmas.
Do
I know.
People stay at the house they share through the holidays, or will everyone split?
Oh, you mean at
his
the...
roommates?
Yeah.
I do not know what his roommate's situation is. I believe one of them, the family lives locally, so I'm sure that girl will go home.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so sure. If I'd be like, I have the place to myself?
Yeah, I mean...
Got it.
Yeah, I am staying right here.
Maybe. You know, well, I'm sure she'll
over.
Go home for Christmas, but... You know, I'm sure there's a lot of kids
presents
that,
and go.
Yeah,
I got a brother. Okay, great,
tick,
thanks.
Tick.
I'm heading back.
Uh-huh. How long do I need to put in here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's nice being home, though, you know. When you're. It's funny because...
I'm glad that you feel that way. But not everybody feels that way.
No,
I used to be like, I'm out of here.
Right.
How long do I need to stay?
Oh.
Bye. We didn't get along for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we didn't get along, Riley and I, my older son, but now I actually think he enjoys, you know, he wants to play cards with us. He wants to hang out and talk. He wants to, you know, cook in the kitchen. He likes being at home. And believe me, if he was 16 and he had the opportunity to, I'm sure we wouldn't see him at Christmas time. He was not, just hoping my younger son comes back to me as in, like, you know, likes me again someday.
Right. I think that you've been very good to them. I'm sure they won't have that lasting resentment where they're just all, no.
Yeah, no thanks.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
We're not pals now, buddy.
I should have been less pally with them, and then they'd launch a little, the second one.
Who knows? You want them to be good. You want them to come back to you and be like, it's cool. You were good to me, and
yeah.
Yeah. Everything's cool. Mm-hmm.
Those hard years happen to everybody. The teenage years are no joke.
Yeah.
Like, you think, that won't. And I remember even talking to my kid when he was little about it. I'm like, well, listen, you know, I'm just getting myself ready because you're not going to like me when you're a teenager. He's like, don't, that's ridiculous. I love you. I can't imagine a time when I, you know, like, all right. And sure enough, there it was. Just, you know, it's the eye rolling. It's the, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
This lady's telling me what to do again.
Right.
I remember the same thing. It sucks. I really wish I could have mustered more for my mother, you know? Like, just mustered a smile once in a while. Like, you know, you're great. Because it would mean so much to me right now. Like, I know I'm difficult right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
Would have been really nice.
But deep down, I always knew, even though I was a bitchy child at times, I always knew that they loved me.
And
they
I knew
were telling
I loved
me
them.
That, yeah. And they were telling me what to do because they cared.
Right.
Had they not cared, they wouldn't be telling me
how to live my life.
Don't tell me how to live my life. I'm 16 years old now. I know everything.
Right. Not.
I know.
Well, right now I have the beauty that is 5 years old is pretty damn nice.
Yeah.
She's
you're
awesome.
Still, plus, I'm telling you.
The baby's ridiculous. Just learning to make noises.
Oh, cute.
That was, so I sat last night. First, I hung out with the older one, and we did our thing.
What was your thing?
What's your thing?
I
tea party?
Rode her around. She rode horseback for I don't know how many. I don't know how. I think my knees and my fists are just destroyed from.
It is harder than you think being on all fours as a fully grown adult.
You're like
especially in your 50s.
It's actually, I think my hips hurt more than anything else. Like, ow.
It's good exercise, Vince.
Sure,
good for your core.
It was. Yep, you're right. Anyway, I did that, and then they went to go take showers, and I sat there with the baby, and she's just making, she's making noises now.
Mm. So I'm like, almost 4 months now?
Almost 4 months.
Oh, that's like 4 months to about 8 months, right around the time they start crawling, and they just get to be so much more trouble.
I was watching football.
The quintessential baby
time.
Let's
see if I can find it.
What are you looking
at? I'm watching football, and I'm like, pause. Like, you know, I hear something, pause, and she's just going off. Hold on, let me see if I can
like,
get it.
Like, blah, 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 blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. Babbling.
Hold on.
She's a babbling baby.
I love football.
Just, oh, I can't believe a call on that.
I know. That's ridiculous.
You get those roughs some glasses.
Of course, I was late. She's just go, like, I missed most of it because I'm like, oh, I should do something.
Aww.
So I'm watching this show instead of the football game.
Well, the best
like,
show on
oh
TV.
My God,
yeah.
Oh my God, listen cute. To that kid.
Is there a video too?
No, this was just. A good dad would have taken a video because there's audio in that. Duh!
So cute.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why didn't I take video?
Well, next time.
Probably because you're an audio guy.
I guess.
That's funny. Oh, I love the little noises.
I know.
There you go.
I'm just making noise.
That's my night.
I'm just trying to.
I love your night.
I ran for the audio. I was like,
That's so funny. The funniest thing is like kids who. And most kids do this. They want to be in the conversation, but they don't have any words yet and stuff. So they're, you know, 6 months old or 4 months old, whatever. And you're talking and they go, like they're part of it. You just want to be a talker too. Oh, she's going to be a talker, Vinny.
Another one.
Got another one.
Yeah,
that'll be the funniest thing though, is when you hear your two kids talking to each other. Like that is, it's weirdly magical. Like, you'll hear your two kids just having a conversation about something, like some dumb thing. Like, you're driving or, you know, you're at the house and you hear them in the other room. And it's just the funniest.
Well, they better.
It's funny. Oh, they will. Mm-hmm.
They better.
Well, they'll fight, too. They'll be, well, maybe not. They're a good age difference.
I think
my
the
kids
age difference
just fought.
Is pretty good.
They just, I remember one, you know, more than one time saying, if you guys would just not fight, my life would be perfect. They'd be like, what are you talking about?
Me and Jan fought, too.
Yeah. Well. It's what you do. You just bicker. You know, it's this annoying little guy and then, you know, this annoying older brother who won't include you.
Well, and that's, but we continued to fight into, as we got older.
Yeah, like you're good now, right?
Oh, we're great now. But I mean, we fought into our teens and beyond. Like as soon as he started to get big enough and bigger than me, he was like, I can take you.
Wow.
Like, I'm not looking to fight you. I just want to leave.
No, I mean, I needed to let him know. Like, no, you can't.
Oh, so you beat him up?
Of course. Mm. That's what you do.
Yeah. You do need to keep the pecking order intact. It's no question. As the oldest, I can relate.
I didn't go looking for him, but when, you know, when he came at me like, you know, look, let me show you what's what, I was like, no, I'm not going to give you this one. Sorry, buddy.
It's rough.
I'll give you one thing, though. The kid can fight. Like, I was like, you know what? If I ever need anyone to have my back.
That's the guy.
He's crazy. I was like, I actually thought, I'm going to have to hurt him to stop him. Right. I think he had that brother hate going. Like, he was like, I got to win.
Mm.
And couldn't. So, what are you going to do?
What can you do?
Does he still have that brother hate?
No, we're good now. And, you know, I mean, we're in our 40s, so thank goodness.
Right.
Neither of us probably wants to fight.
God, Nick must be almost 40 now, too.
Just about.
That's so crazy. He's 10 years younger than you?
Mm-hmm.
God, it's so crazy. Nick, when I first met you, I think Nick was still a teenager.
A little boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, there's a picture of you at the football game.
Yeah, everyone, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I posted a picture of Bryn, Yuzette, and Matt of Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Matt. I'm going to go. I'm going to like it, and maybe I'll leave a comment, Hooman.
Yeah, that would be great.
Hooman loves when you leave a comment.
I know that we talked about it yesterday, but you guys had an amazing time at the game, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We wrote an equation on there, which
is great. Oh, he's cute.
He's super
cute.
Hello,
Matt.
Hey, buddy.
He's cute, and he has, like, all I do is look at his teeth. He has the best teeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by people's teeth.
Oh, look at you, Zed, is laughing her ass off. He's looking right at you.
That's you, you know. Line him up outside the window, girl.
The equation.
He's married, Sarah.
So he is.
Oh, there's Monica. Oh. She's our sales girl.
Good looking.
The equation
who,
is...
Who, Monica?
Yes.
Oh, Monica. Yeah, she is.
She's cute, too.
Tahoe Blue Vodka plus Yuzette plus Bryn equals a win for the 49ers.
Yeah. You're not kidding about that. Holy cow.
Don't forget.
Yeah, Matt, you should take us every time.
There you go. All the home games, anyway.
Right.
Oh, well, that was a good game, too, so...
It was a good game.
You guys got really lucky. I'm sure the vibe was excellent.
Oh, yeah, it really was.
Well, and being right, I mean, it looks like you had great seats, and then being right down on the field, that's amazing. Did you meet any of the players or anything? Or?
No, we didn't. I don't know if Bryn went up in the area we were in where we were eating. He might have went up to the bar and met some of the old players.
Oh.
You know, I pretty much stay seated.
I hear you. Well, look, you know.
I find my area, and I sit my butt down.
That's right.
Good thing you don't have to pee a lot. You've clearly got a solid tank.
Well,
the problem is, though, once I get started peeing...
I know.
It's on. That's a horrible part. I won't have to pee for, like, hours, then all of a sudden...
I gotta go, and then I gotta go again 20 minutes later.
Again, yeah.
Right.
Not to call you that out, but she waits to the last possible second...
To go pee.
And then she...
Well, sometimes...
Runs to the bathroom.
But sometimes, Hooman, it just comes on...
We were walking around outside lands, and there were times where we were like, I don't know, passing a porta potty, and I'm like, anyone know? And then we're like far from it, and you just like, I gotta go right now.
Now!
I'm like, oh my God.
Oh boy.
Clear the way.
Yeah.
Clear a path.
Sometimes it'd be so convenient to be
goodness.
A boy.
I know.
Just find some place to do it.
A whiz.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
No. It's like one of my biggest envies about dudes. Mm. Like, you don't even have to, like, the problem with a girl is you have to take your pants down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole, you can't, like, even if you did find a tree, like, you still got to take it all down, squat.
Oh,
it's going to splash on you. It's the worst, man.
You carry that shiwi around?
No, even the thing about the shiwi. Well, I do think the technology is interesting, and I like that I don't have to sit down in a porta potty. Now I have a thing covered with pee in my hand.
I know.
It's really not great, and it's, you know, then there you are with that in your hand. You don't know where to put that, and you're trying to one hand to get the toilet paper.
You're a purse maker. Make like a plastic lined pocket in your purse for your. Peeing wiener.
Oh, my God.
What do you call it?
It would have to fold up because they're long, right?
So it's not that long.
No, it's like a little, looks like a spoon rest, you know? It's like a little end and a little cup. You can put the cup
people
under.
People have sent them to us before.
We used one time on the Secret Show.
I saw you use it.
Oh.
You can't see anything. She, you know.
Right.
Well, and I certainly didn't expect
the bathroom downstairs.
Vinny to be in the stall next to me looking over the top.
Well, I needed to see the thing in action.
Luckily, though, I had was fully covered. But yeah, it was definitely, it's cool, but it's, you know what they need? And I want to say somebody came up with this. What they need is one that holds up long enough to get the pee into the potty and then that you can drop in and flush.
Uh-huh. Or, I have an idea.
Here we go.
You could drink a little less and hit the bathroom more regularly and not have it hit you like a ton of bricks where you're about to die.
Even if you're not about to die, you still have to pee at some point.
Right.
Everybody's got to do it. If I'm out at a festival, it's going to happen at some point.
Listen.
I need to stay hydrated.
You're blessed
Vinny.
With woman area. The whole world is a fan.
We're sitting on a gold mine, Sarah.
$14, flushable
urinary.
You're kidding me. Yeah,
what's it called? What's it called?
Oh my God.
What's it called?
Urinal.
Urinal?
How much?
Spell it.
$14 for a 7-pack, so it's $2 each.
Urinal?
So you can use it and throw it away.
There you go. That's put that great. In your back pocket.
Send me that link. I'm going to
What's
gonna
it
get
called?
Those.
Urinal.
Urinal, like E-L-L-E, like for a girl, L.
Oh.
Urinal.
That's funny. That's a good name.
That is great. I like it.
I mean, it's not something you'd want to rely on, but having it for...
Having it for a porta potty situation.
Right. Oh, for an outside land
there is
situation.
Nothing worse than porta potties. Like, I'd almost rather
not go.
Just die of not peeing.
Yeah, I'm not.
Right. Which apparently
happens. No, I mean not go to the event. Like,
oh.
You know what?
No.
I can't.
Sometimes you gotta go.
No, you just can't.
That's why
yourself.
I like the.
The VIP stuff.
The VIP stuff.
The bathrooms are so much better.
When you go to Bottle Rock, the bathroom, it's almost like an actual bathroom. They're trailers that they pull in. Mm-hmm. You know, they hook them up to water, and they're as close to a real bathroom as you're going to get at a festival like that.
Mm-hmm.
It comes, Urinal comes in like 8 different languages. Do you see that?
Oh.
I don't see that.
Urinating tube for women.
Well. I'm on Amazon, so.
It's great news.
Looks like a thing that you put a snowflake.
I think I just invented that, and then someone got it.
Oh
up
yeah,
on
that fast,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, you know, single use, and then you can flush it. Although I suppose it wouldn't even have to be super. It wouldn't have to be paper to drop into a porta potty. It could be plastic coated, you know.
Should I put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yes, you should.
All right.
I think that our listeners need Urinal.
Six my logos. You guys are HR nightmare. I know.
We are?
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, what'd we do?
Vinny watching Sarah pee for
oh, that was a little weird, but it was funny. We were just... We
he's
had a,
doing like...
We're pretty close, you guys.
He's doing on-the-scene reporting.
Yeah,
research.
Yeah.
Well, I did yell at him and he jumped down, so...
You did?
Oh, my God! He's like, oh, that thing where... I'm like, oh, what is happening? I experienced my first thing where a guy gets startled and sprays it to the side. What's happening?
I'm convinced there's something that happens to dudes' urethra end opening.
Uh-huh.
There must be like a because guys are in like our bathroom, it's mm-hmm. all over the floor.
Mm.
And I think there's something happening where they're like not able to stop, like it's spraying instead of streaming.
Oh.
There's no possible way
a split
you could
stream.
Miss that way.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced that, like, something's happening to a dude in that moment. I don't know how old you got to be for that to happen. It's
so you guys are getting it without a drop on the
for
floor.
For sure.
Yes. So the thing is, I think, you know, over time, sometimes we have difficulties, like, just flowing. Like, you know how you mentioned your misses
sure.
goes, like, quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I think a slower stream, especially when you first start, it splits in the beginning. And as soon as the flow starts to go, it
Or if you're not directly over it, I mean, could it dribble on its way to the... Landing zone?
No.
You're
standing
over
it.
So. I think there's a real,
there's
like...
There's definitely a split stream.
There's some misfiring.
Is there some splashing?
Maybe their underwear is too tight, and there's, like, it's just pinched. I don't know what's happening, but, I mean, I'm convinced something's going on.
You're talking about the lake at the urinal, right?
Yes!
It's right. still happening,
the
huh?
lake at the urinal.
It's every day. All the time, every day.
Could it be water dripping from a leaky pipe?
No, for sure.
Pee.
For sure, pee.
You know, and it is true that men's rooms smell like urine. Women's rooms don't, generally speaking, smell
right.
like urine.
Yeah, unless a man is in there sharing it.
Right. That's why I hate unisex bathrooms.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too.
Sometimes it's like, you know, anybody can use this bathroom. You walk in, you're like, well, I see that anyone has been. Not necessarily a lake on the floor, but certainly the seat's up. And now,
yeah.
what, I gotta touch that? Yikes.
Hey, ladies, I put the urinal up
you.
On
oh,
the ceremony Facebook.
Perfect.
Hey, ladies.
Christmas is
think?
Coming.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking that's a great stocking stuffer. I may get that for my nieces.
Look,
really?
Why you, not? They're concert age girls.
Will you try this?
Oh, so I should be like, go in the bathroom and try this? And
well, no, I'm asking on Facebook if the ladies will try it.
Hey, ladies.
Try it. Hey, ladies. want to try. You should. And listen,
you know,
I have to say that even the shiwi thing, I was like, oh, you do have to practice with this. You need to place it correctly. You need to make sure you don't over, you know, you need to hold back a little bit.
Oh, you can't go full force?
Well, you got to just, you know,
I think
regulate it a little bit.
A woman's stream is too forceful.
It is.
And it could overrun the whatever kind of.
That's why I think you have to, you know, you should practice with it. Preferably outside and not in my bathroom.
In your backyard.
Yeah. Fine.
Overflow the tube and just have it come back on you.
You don't want that. God knows you can't have a backup in the tube. Right. Well, this has been interesting.
Fun.
Christmas to pee talk. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny Alice. Clearly, we're going to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
It's Tuesday. All right. We'll be back in a sec.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.